Hey, my friends, welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you're taking the time to align your mind with the truth of God's Word today. We have a great message today about cultivating a teachable heart. But before we get there, I want to thank some individuals for becoming partners with The Morning Mindset. These are people who have chosen to give of their resources financially to help us continue putting out The Morning Mindset all across the globe. And the audience is growing thanks to your support. So thank you so much. The people in the last week or so that I want to thank are Casey, Denise, Susan, Frederick, Dan, James, Andrew, Lee, and others prior to that who have helped us through financial support. If you would like to find out more about being a Morning Mindset partner, there's a private podcast feed that goes along with that. You can find out more in the description for this episode or go simply to carrygreen.com. That's C-A-R-E-Y, green just like the color.com. All right, today we're going to be looking at four verses from Proverbs chapter 13. These are split up throughout the chapter, but I believe the theme of them is all very similar. We're going to look at Proverbs 13:1, 13:10, 13:13, and 13:20. So Proverbs 13:1 says, "A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke." So picture this. It's a son being instructed or rebuked, corrected by his father. And saying a wise son will listen and will take what his father is saying to him to heart so that he grows and so that he matures and so he benefits from the wisdom his father is providing to him. But a scoffer does not listen to a rebuke. They resent being instructed by anyone, even those who have more wisdom than them. They do not have a teachable or humble attitude. Verse 10 of chapter 13 says, "By insolence comes nothing but strife, but with those who take advice is wisdom." So you see again here is a contrast between a person who's insolent, stubborn, resistant to others, bringing things into their lives that would benefit them. And from that, by the way, comes strife, comes tension. But with those who take advice, there's wisdom. You see, he's saying you not only are going to gain wisdom from the advice that you get, but you have wisdom by being willing to take advice. You see, that's a teachable attitude. Verse 13 says, "Whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself, but he who reveres the commandment will be rewarded." Now, this one's not so obvious that he's talking about a spirit of resistance to counsel, but because it's God's word that he's talking about, I think it's powerfully applicable in the same way. You see, there are people out there who despise God's word. You probably know some of them. And Solomon's saying, whoever despises God's word in that way brings destruction on himself. Well, why is that? Is because God's going to throw a lightning bolt down and zap him? Well, not necessarily. It could be because he's neglecting to learn and apply the wisdom that the word of God has for him. You see, he's bringing destruction on himself through ignorance of what God has to teach him. But the contrast is, he who reveres the commandment will be rewarded. Friends, the instructions God gives us in his word are for our benefit. They bring reward into our lives through the application of them. And that person who does so has a teachable attitude. Now, finally, verse 20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." Friends, this is describing the kind of company we keep. Are we walking with people who demonstrate wisdom in their own lives and thereby having that wisdom and the way they live life rub off on us? Or are we being a companion with foolish people? And if so, we should understand we're going to suffer harm from that, because not only will their bad decisions affect us because we're in close proximity to them, but we're going to learn to think and behave and act just like they do. And we're going to suffer harm as a result. So friends, do you see here in these four verses the value of cultivating a teachable attitude? I want to ask you to do some soul searching. Look in your own heart and ask yourself, honestly, do I have a teachable attitude? Do I accept instruction and admonishment and exhortation well, or do I bristle? Do I resist? and ask the Lord. In fact, let's ask the Lord right now. Jesus, give us teachable hearts. Teach us how to be people who accept instruction, accept rebuke, accept the wisdom others have to offer us for the sake of our own benefit. And Jesus, teach us from your word to value your word and to apply it in our lives that we may gain wisdom and a heart of understanding and be teachable disciples of Jesus Christ. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.